Your name is Captain Aurelian. This dictation is for Dale Shields, DaleShields. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Period. This CKD has remained stable with recent kidney functions reveal ABU1 of 31 from 27, creatinine of 2.1 from 2.2, and AGFR of 32 from 30. There is no activity in the urinary sediments and insignificant amounts of non-selective proteinuria. With urine protein to creatinine ratio of 206 milligrams, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms or any other complaints, period. He is euvolemic, period. We recommend continuation of a recommended plant-based diet and decreased sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as decreased fluid intake of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours. Number 2, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5. Period. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis, as the CO2 is with the normal limits of 27. Period. We recommend that the patient decreases his intake of potassium-rich foods and the diet, and we provided him with written information with the recommended dietary restrictions, period. He verbalizes understanding. Number 2, arterial hypertension with blood pressure reading of 116 over 87. As previously stated, he is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained stable with an A1C of 5.9%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia with stable uric acid of 5.1. Continue with the allopurinol. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, atrial fibrillation, which is managed by Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, cardiologist. For the patient, he had recently completed an echocardiogram and has a follow-up appointment in January 2023. Next line, osteoarthritis, which is stable. Continue with Tylenol PRN. And avoid NSAIDs. Next line, COPD without exacerbation. The patient has a history of hypercalcemia. However, his serum calcium level is normal at 9.7. We will continue to monitor. His MBD labs were also within normal limits. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. However, we instructed the patient to contact the office if he experiences any unusual urinary symptoms, flank pain, groin pain, hematuria, or has any complaints. And